Unleash Your Courage. I'm Angela Schroeder, your host. Whether you're listening to us live on Turfs Up Radio or joining us in the Facebook group, we are glad that you are here live. And I am so excited to have Pat Clark here with me today as a guest. I just said we were just together for a few minutes before this, and I was like, I am so excited for your energy and just to be here with you. So thank you.
Yes, thanks, Angela, for having me. I'm super excited, too. First time up on Turfs Up Radio, so this is going to be amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So I only met Pat 2 weeks ago, maybe under 2 weeks ago. I was speaking at Clipicon and met Pat there before, kind of right before we were leaving, and he was telling me about his event, Sales Boost, that was happening the next week, and I knew lots of mutual connections that were going. I just loved his enthusiasm, and I'm going to talk about that more, but made a last minute decision before his event at 11 o'clock at night to hop on a plane the next morning and see all the magic that he created. And so glad I did. So I'm going to let you kick off and just tell us your story. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah. So I started off in the home services exterior cleaning industry back in 2006. I was 20 years old, didn't know anything about business, but I knew how to make a customer happy by washing their house, and ended up just brute force, like capping out at $125,000, ended up getting a coach in 2010, and then we ended up putting systems in place, started tracking our KPIs, looking at our marketing, and then we ended up growing and scaling the exterior cleaning company in Greenville, South Carolina. And then I guess it was 2013, 14, we started doing a branch in Charlotte, and, it was hard. It was a lot of pain, struggle, starting the Charlotte. We had two workers' comps, two bank accounts, right? We did a separate LLC, and, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I ended up having to go up there. I thought I had my systems dialed in. The local Greenville branch was doing like $1.2 million at that time. And I was like, we really need to expand into the Charlotte market because we were doing a lot of TPO roof cleaning and stuff. And so I thought I had my systems dialed in, but I never had a manager before. And so I learned a lot. It was 3 years. We ended up scaling to like $350,000 in 3 years in Charlotte. And we found out that there was just a lot going on. Our oil changes weren't getting done. And so it was my fault for not leading and managing and just driving a tight ship, if you will. And so we ended up closing that location down. And my best friend from New York was like, dude, I really want to start an exterior cleaning company. So we ended up starting a licensing program, kind of like a Costco membership, if you will. And so with that program, he came down for a month, learned exterior cleaning. He started the New York branch and it started doing really, really well. Put the systems in place, learned all the things that I wasn't doing, I guess, with the Charlotte branch, systemized it. We have, you know, like online training. We have the Sales Boost course for sales online, and they started taking that. And then we started scaling that. We have 9 locations in 8 different states now. We did roughly about $4.9 million last year with our total brand. And I started Sales Boost I guess it was 2014, 15, right in there, and for all our licensees to come to. And then I opened it up to the public, and we started doing little Sales Boost camps, started opening up. We had 15 people, then 35 people. And last year, we had 74 people at my shop. And if you can imagine a 3,000-square-foot shop packed in like sardines to learn sales. And so I had to turn people away because it's an annual event and it books out, like it sells out really fast every year. And so this year, you went to it. We had a little over 130 people at it. We went to the Marriott and it was really incredible. A lot of like a year's worth of thought went into this event because it's not like any event you've ever been to, right? We go out on site. Like we went out on the bus, right? The 56 passenger bus. And we did 2 live estimates. JC did one and I did one. And it's really cool because people can see like real time, how we measure, how we get our numbers going through the quote sheet, how we present it to the customer. And it's from start to finish. We don't hold anything back. It's not like top secret stuff. But we lay it all out there and we want to give back. And my vision kind of changed where it was, I needed to do $1 million, right? That was my why, my goal. And so when you do it, I think your why changes, and it's okay to change your why. And it's more impact over income for me. Mm-hmm. And I want to impact people that I've never met before. And if you guys kind of know me from the exterior cleaning industry, literally when I was 20 years old, I went to an event. I couldn't afford the hotel. And I told my wife, we have to go. We have to go to this. And so we put a mattress in the back of our 1995 Astro van. We slept in the van to attend the event, and it changed my life. Somebody said you can spray this stuff on a roof and it'll clean it. And you walked away with $1,200 2 hours later. I was like, me and my wife looked at each other. We're like, no freaking way. And so that's what got me really propelled in that. And I started going to more events and I just kept learning. I was online, you know, looking at all these forums. Back then we didn't have Facebook. It was the forums, online forums. And I'm just researching. And that's what kind of spiraled my education in the industry. And then I started giving back at events. I started speaking at them. Hey, can you do a safety training? Yeah. Right. Get involved in it. I was scared to death to speak up on stage. And some people were like, dude, like, we got to work on your speaking. Right. And so it just escalates, you know, it, and you got to put yourself out there. You have to have the courage to give back, and people will, you know, they'll love up on you, if you will. They'll be like, thank you for that. Because if you touch, you know, one person, you change one person's life, that's what it's all about. And I think, you know, with Sales Boost, we definitely did that this year. We definitely did it. I was super excited. I was glad you were there to check it out. So what did you think, Angela?
Oh, so much in that we're going to impact unpack. One thing I want to say, and then I'm going to talk about Sales Boost in my experience, is yes. Impact over income. Mm-hmm. I love that has changed your focus, that you want to impact other people's lives. And you can so see that. You can see that in your heart and in your eyes and everything that you do. And I could see that right away when I met you. And I just love that. Impact over income, and that you want to change people's lives that you don't even know and haven't even met. And that literally brought tears to my eyes and chills, because that comes through so strongly with you, and is why I wanted to have you on. I said I kind of rescheduled some things because I wanted to come off the passion of Sales Boost and talk to you about the event. And so, like I said, I last minute got on a plane to go, and not my industry, right? Like you said, yours is different and it's very specific. Lots of the parts are the specific, you know, doing the bids and those things that are really relevant for the people that were there. I came because I knew it was going to be amazing energy because of you and the other people that were there. And the power of showing up, like for me and the relationships, I made so many new connections, you know, furthered relationships, deep conversations, whether it be at lunch or dinner or in the hallway. And like I said, made new connections that will forever have already created a big impact in my life and business that will forever change the trajectory because of the community. And you've done a really good job of doing that, of building that community of great people that you surround yourself with, and then providing people an opportunity to be part of that community. So I was mind blown. I thought, how could I have, what, you know, I can't imagine not being there and not showing up. And so I just wanted to visit that with people, of the power of showing up to an event. We'll dissect how it's affected, you know, some of the people that were there and things that you've already seen. But even for someone completely outside of the industry that wasn't going to do those things, like I said, just such a big impact and will be an impact.
And I think too, like, you know, like you said, it is specific in some areas because we're doing exterior cleaning, but it's sales, right? Like everything we use, the principles can go into landscaping. It can go in. We had a tree care company, a janitorial, like a floor coatings company. And so like, I think Sales Boost will transform, if you will, right, into more general sales. But you can pick up principles from like how we're doing it, right? Like the mirroring, right? The tone scale, level 7 excitement when you're doing that proposal, the 19 points to a sale, how we walk around the home, like how we look at your planter beds, right? How we look at your trees, whatever it may be, whatever home service you're doing, you're dealing with the public. And so I think the principles will go as long as you have an open mind. Like, yes, it's exterior cleaning, but you have to ask the customers the question, right? Like, how did I do? When you leave that proposal, did I put in 110%? Did I ask all the right questions? Did I close the deal, right? Because people don't ask for the business. The problem is they don't have the courage or they don't have the confidence to go in there to be the expert. And so that's what, like, doing this, showing people that it is possible, right? And giving them the confidence after they leave. Sales booths are like, dude, I am doing these things. All I got to do is tweak this 1, 2, 3 thing. And then boom, you're closing. Your average ticket goes up double, right? Because you're doing the quotes in person, maybe not all over the phone, right? But there's definitely closing techniques that we kind of show you in it. Would you say it's pushy sales?
No, I love, like you said, it translates into every industry, even more than home service. How you did sales. It's like the psychology of sales. And it is, you gave people the exact tools to make a little tweak. Then, like you said, confidence, that's the biggest thing. The tools give them the confidence to ask the questions and do it the right way. But no, not at all pushy. And yeah, people left that space. I mean, I left with like, why am I not doing that? That little tweak, like you said, boost up that confidence. And I've done sales and thought I was a sales expert my whole life, but I learned things about that and reminders. Yes. And so many people left with those tools that you gave them, a specific toolbox and the confidence to really go out and do it well. Yeah. And it is a customer service. Anything we do is about customer service. You said at the beginning, you didn't know what you were doing washing windows. In reality, we're all here to make people happy.
Yes.
And it's all about making the client happy, customer service, and however, whatever vertical we're doing that in.
Exactly. It's the customer journey, the customer experience. It's like, you know, it's a customer service all the way through. It's like, and we happen to do whatever it is, tree care, windows, right? But in reality, we're a home service expert, if you will, customer service first. And then whatever's next. And then you just bolt that on. And that's why I did it around sales boost, right? Because we're boosting your sales. And I race too. So I like drag racing. Like tomorrow we're going to be out drag racing. But it's the motor that drives the beast, right? And you have to have sales. You have to hone in your sales and your marketing first. So then obviously nothing happens in the company unless a sale is made. And then you can do the service side. And that's a whole nother ball of wax because we're going to get you the business and then you got to get it done, right? But the cool thing is, like, you got the Corvette. Now let's bolt on the turbo. Let's bolt on, you know what I mean, the different things. And that's where Sales Boost really excels at, is we give you the things that you bolt on. We have Goya marketing, right? Get off your ass marketing to teach you to get out there, hire the territory manager so you're not the bottleneck in your business. Be rewarded, I think, by your business. Fall back in love with your business so that it can serve you instead of it, you serving it, right? That way you can go on vacation and do the things you want. Because I see a lot of guys, they get held to the whole sales department and they can't go on vacation because if they don't make a sale, nothing happens in the company. Yes. And so that's what it's all about, is replicating yourself.
Exactly. And you not only, like you said, focused around the sales, sales first, nothing happens unless you sell something.
Yeah.
And, but then also you did surround it with all the other tools. So great speakers in every category that gave people the tools in, you know, so many of the things.
Yeah.
And then great speakers on mindset too, just on the mindset, changing your mindset, elevating your life, and mixing it all together. But yeah. I think, like you said, it's so unique what you did in really honing in on the tool, the different toolboxes and the steps of, you know, giving people those tools.
Yeah. And I think, like, I think the way I wanted it to go, like, and I envisioned it, if you will, was like day one was Thursday and it was the basics, right? It was the setting expectations, the basic stuff. Like as a salesperson, if you're a territory manager or the business owner doing the sales, start off with the basics. We did marketing. We had Michael Gregory, right? Talking about the marketing slash business plan and going into that. And like he went into in depth on that, which was amazing. And he brought the fire, right? Things that nobody's ever taught before, I asked them to bring it. Then we have the table tune-up. So not only do they speak, we dive in and dissect what they're talking about. And I think that's key too, right? It's like really masterminding as a table and working on those. And then day two was classroom setting until lunch. Did lunch. We had a box lunch. And then boom, we were out in the field doing hands-on quotes. And then Saturday was the whole commercial day where we were like, go big or go home, right? Get those big whale, if you will, go whale fishing, right? Whether it's commercial, if you're in the landscaping space, right? Commercial, larger jobs, getting in with management companies, thinking a little bit bigger. And we talked about that on Saturday. And like you said, the speakers definitely brought different varieties. So it's not just one. It's like, let's get your system. Let's cultivate your system. So it's not one way or the highway. It's just working on your system because everybody does it a little different, right? But if you have the basics and the principles, then you can bolt it onto your system and really take off and start making some sales.
Yes. And fine tune the different, like Matt Clark spoke on the DISC. And he just did such a great job using funny analogies of people to make it real for everyone.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have heard of those personality tests, how they intertwine in sales and the psychology of sales and how you talk to clients and customers differently. But a lot of people, especially in this space, think, oh, that's like textbook. I don't want to dive into that. Mm-hmm. That's not me. But he delivered that message in such a great way that
It was practical. Yeah.
Practical and funny and made you see things in yourself. We had so many side conversations on that. Like, oops, that's me.
Yes. And you need to know these things. You know what I mean? Like I never knew them when I first started in sales. I had no idea. I was just kind of doing my thing. Right. And I would ask the customer, hey, why'd you buy from us today? Right. What did I do right? And so it was like, I learned from all my customers and over 17 years now of doing it in the home service, like we've dialed it in, you know, and you'll notice that your customers are all saying the same thing pretty much, and they're going to give you buying signals, but you have to pick up on them. You know, we always said the Ralphie, right? The reference selfie. So like have pictures of people that just bought from you that you can say, oh yeah, Mrs. Jones, these are all the 10 people that just bought from me last week. They're like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? Have a reference sheet, you know, and if you're going, like if they work for BMW or Michelin, I got 5 to 10 people that I just quoted that we just serviced their home, you know, that are from Michelin. I'm like, great. James works at Michelin too. You might know him, right? Well, actually I'm in the accounting department. Great. Well, let's give James a call and see what he has to say. You know, they sell it for you. This isn't like pushy, like hard closing techniques. It's a system that walks you through and holds you as a territory manager or the owner accountable, because sometimes you know how we go into a quote, we're like, oh yeah, the wind's blowing. Yeah, about $480 today, you know, and they don't have a pricing structure. They don't have, you know, their price list laid out, right? And it's fine, but the problem is, you know it all, right? It's all in your head. Let's get it out of your head and make it systemized so you can teach your 10-year-old to go out and do quotes, you know? And that's where I think it boils down to. I always say, like, build it like McDonald's, but run it like Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Have that thing where you can kind of put up multiple locations and grow, but have that customer service like Chick-fil-A, and it works.
I love the reference to that you can teach your 10-year-old. Because that is the key in your processes, right? Are they so well laid out? Is the training so well laid out in not only sales, but everything else as a business owner? And you told that in your story, right? And so many people are that way. As a business owner, it's all in your head. And we're driven. And so we're just naturally really good at sales. And a lot of people don't even know what made them good at sales or what makes the processes good because it's all in their head. And did you document it? Do you have that system so well mapped out that you can teach a 10-year-old? On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Nice.
And we'll be right back. And we're back. I warned you, it's weird, the technology, the guest doesn't hear the commercial. So it's a mystery when we're going to come back and when everything is going to end. Okay, before I get into my next question, I'll let Edward has a question that's listening.
Nice.
What is your best advice for closing that customer that is still on the fence? And then we'll ask his second 1 second. So what is your best advice for closing that customer that is still on the fence? Edward's in a lawn and landscape business.
Nice, nice. So what I always say is like engage your silver bullets. Like, so I don't know your pricing. I don't know if you can discount a little bit, but don't ever give anything away for free. You can discount something, but say, hey, you know, I can give you this, but let us put a yard sign out. And by the way, if you know anybody else that, you know, will benefit from our service, we can give you 10% off. And that comes from our advertising budget. Make them win. So if they're right on the fence, you know, what I like to do is I give them packages. So A, B, and C, because Americans love choice. And so if you have different packages, you can always downsell. It's harder to upsell. So you start at your larger package and then you can downsell. So like, for instance, you know, if they want the shrubs done, they want the landscaping, the lawn care, you get it all done. And like, say it's $899. You're like, for just $899, we'll get everything taken care of for you. And then we'll get you on the maintenance program to keep everything, you know, looking sharp. And they're like, ooh, they'll actually give you their budget a lot of times. They're like, well, I really wasn't thinking $899. I was thinking like $699. And you're like, wow, well, perfect. And then that would be actually package B. And they'll give you their budget. And you're like, well, oh, I'm glad you said that, you know, or you can say that's package B, but we left off. You know what I mean? The shrubs or whatever it is, we can wait a little bit on those. I don't know exactly, but what you can do is with that different objection, if you will, you can say, well, we can add that back on and just for $8.99, we get you taken care of. And you're like, well, I only got $6.99. How long would it take you to come up with the additional $150? Usually it's about 3 weeks. So you can play with some little objections and closing techniques to subtly ask for the business, right? But think of how you can actually package price those different things. Because a lot of times they might call for package A, but package B is what I think as a professional I would do on your home. If the, you know, and again, Tommy Mello talked about this at Sales Boost. Like, you tell your story, right? Because people buy from whom they like and trust, but their story, what are you doing in the community as well? Like, you know, by the way, $10 of this job is going to go to, you know, underprivileged kids in our area. Think about ways you can do that, but get more money, more bang for your buck. And then package C is everything on the property, whether it's, you know, overgrown or not, right? And then think about how you can package that. So hopefully that answers your question.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, I liked how Tommy said when you were just saying my best recommendation for you would be, he used the reference of, if you were my mom,
yep,
this is the package you should go with. And I loved that because it made it seem like, you know, I really care about you. Here's the options. Here's an option. Here's a different option. If you were my mom, this is what I would tell you.
Yeah, because that's what you would do, right? Like, this is, if this was my mom, this is how I would treat your house or my grandma, whatever it may be, right? But be genuine in that and they'll respect that.
Absolutely. You going into these again, I mean, I just heard all of this last weekend, but I just love the way you talk about sales and break it down. And they're constantly giving those examples of those questions and those follow-ups. Like, you just walked Edward through that. And I guess that's why I like Sales News so much too. I love talking about sales. A funny story I shared a couple weeks ago on Dan's show, like I said, I have loved sales my whole life. One of my first hilarious I think it was hilarious. Sales experience. I was a Cutco person, sold Cutco knives when I was in high school, and ended up, I mean, you can sell those knives. The most expensive set of knives was $1,000 and you made 50%.
Nice.
It spoiled me for life. The amount of money you made in one day. Now, obviously it's not a scalable business model. All those people still have knives to this day. So, you know, the thousands of dollars I was making a day was just a short period.
Yeah. Short period of time.
But it did teach you all these skills about the, like Edward just said, great idea, good, better, best, of having those packages.
Yep.
Options to walk people through those. In the statement, I said, like, let them win when you're trying to figure out how can you take something off? How can you do something is making sure to let the client win.
Yeah.
Edward's next question is, what is the best comeback for the old, I need to talk to my spouse objection?
Yes, that is the classic one, right? So usually if you're getting that, there's something you didn't say. And we talk about the pre-close and then the close. So usually in the pre-close, you want to get it to price. Once it's about price, that's what you want. So you get the objections out. So do they have a party coming up? Why are they getting it done, right? Do they have company coming over and they want the front lawn, like, striped, looking amazing, right? So why are they doing it? Is it because they're, you know, retired? They just don't want to do it. The kids are out of the house now, so the kids aren't mowing, you know, whatever it may be, get those objections out. But if it comes down to, well, I got to ask my spouse, let's go back to the pre-close. Like, what are they on the DIS profile? Because if they're like an S, like an IS, they're the people who walk through the mall and they're like, you know, somebody comes out from the middle, hey, you want to try this out? And they're the people who are like, yeah, I love that. I'll be right back. And guess what they're going to do? They're not going to come back. They're gone, right? So you got to get them in a little bit. And so if they're like, I need to talk to my spouse, I'm like, awesome. Well, what we can do today is, if you get them on, we can give you that, you know, advertising budget. I can give you an additional whatever it may be. And you got to kind of work on your discounts and stuff like that. But if you're like, hey, we can add this in for you. Let's get your spouse on the phone. I can explain to them, you know, why we're different. And so you need to keep your buzzwords. And so we give you out in Sales Boost, we give you a whole binder full of 101 ways to close. And in here, it goes over those objections. It literally has 101 ways that you can be reading to close. And so if you guys want that, and since, you know, we're on the show, Angela, I can send you the 101 ways to close, and I'll send that to you. And you can email it out. Whoever wants it, just message us, and we'll email that out. But I would say get them on the phone, you know, explain it to them over the phone. Now, if they can, if they're busy or whatnot, I use a folder. And it's got our four-stepper in it to educate that homeowner. So husband or wife, whoever it is, I need to turn them now into your salesperson because they're going to forget everything. They just drank out of a fire hose, right? So they're talking about why you're different. So think about all that information that they just got with your presentation. And I always say, guys, that you need to be 45 minutes at a quote. Now, some people are like, whoa, I'm usually 15, 20, 30 minutes max. I got guys that just posted, they're there for an hour and a half and close a $5,000 job, right? And you want to build that rapport, but get them even in the tire kickers, if you will, when they call into your company, hey, by the way, will this husband and, you know, wife be home? It would be awesome because we want to explain to you why we're different. And then that's going to be with your customer service, your callbacks, your maintenance, whatever it may be for you. But think about when they call into your company, what is the script that you're using? So it's not a one-legged close, right? You want both people there. And I get it. Like this day and age, people are, you know, one's working or both are working and it's hard to get everybody together. So you got to build that into your presentation of, hey, let's get them on the phone real quick and talk about it, right? And don't be afraid to ask that question. Hey, can I explain it to them? That way we're all on the same page.
Yes. And you brought that home in the end, depending on, you know, having that awareness of what size of a job it is, who the decision maker is, trying to figure that out before you go into that.
Yeah.
Because on those bigger decisions, it may take both people at the table. Tommy was there with the chair and said, you know, what is the value of this chair? And he was referencing the value of being able to get in their home, sit at the table, especially with both people, with the decision makers. Because sometimes, Edward, you're not going to get over that. And like Pat just said, then you got to turn them into getting everything over for you. So if you can have that, like you said, in your evaluation, in your setup of that, knowing how big of a purchasing decision it is and who all needs to be involved in that. If you are watching live on Facebook, don't hesitate to leave a comment and ask a question. Edward, you asked some great ones. I love those.
Yeah. And I'll add just a little bit to that too. Friday is follow-up Friday. So if you do get those people that don't close, that's okay. Because look, we're not in pushy sales. I always say, look, I want you to make an educated decision because we're an expert in what we do. So if you need a little bit of time, that's completely fine, right? So if they don't close, that's okay. We're going to – there's this book, right? I didn't win the battle, but I won the war. And it's a war book. It's really, really good. So if you didn't win the battle, we're going to win the war, right? So if they didn't go with you this year, you're still going to market to them. You're going to get them next time because that other company may have not done a good job. They may not have communicated like you will. And so Friday is follow-up Friday. So all my clients from the week, I say, hey, is it okay if I give you a call in a day or two? Can I shoot you an email with a video explaining our service and how we go above and beyond? So if you're getting a lot of those one-leggers, if you will, think about how you can pivot and bring the experience back to them so they can explain it to their husband or wife.
Oh, I love that. Let's dive a little bit back into the event and some things that you've heard from people
since. Yeah, I'm getting so many messages. It's been amazing. So one of them just came in, and it was he closed a $5,000 job, 5x return on sales boost right there.
Ooh.
And so they're already literally, we're 4 days, 3 days after the event. And so they're going in with confidence. They're bidding these things. They're package pricing them. And it's working out really, really well for a lot of people. I know they're going into doing commercial. So we've had a couple of people landing big commercial jobs. Highest residential sale out of North Carolina. Sean Baker, he got over $12,000 or $13,000 residential job. So he had the confidence, right, and the courage to go in there and be the expert. Like, you got to demand your price, not in a mean way, but you have to have that authority that you are the meanest, greenest lawn care company in the industry, period, right? So if you go in there with authority and that courage, they're not going to be like, I don't really, this company isn't really a fit for my estate or whatever it is, right? And so we dive into where your clients are. So you need to be looking around golf courses, lakes, right, schools. And those are your top three that you need to look for those larger lawns or whatever your niche is in your industry. And then go after it, right? And then be that loud voice. I always say we gotta have our own party, if you will, and go ahead and advertise like you've never advertised before.
Isn't it great to hear the success stories afterwards of the people Yes. that put it into action? And that is the difference when you said this is a different type of event. And Yep. that is one of the things that makes your event so different. I think you guys can, just as Pat has been sharing just on this, the little nuggets that you've shared and the way that you teach, that even people listening can pick up so much that they can go change. But the difference in your event is those actionable items that there's so many things that they can go and you empower them to go and leave and put into action right away. I love the relationships that I made and now seeing on social media. I mean, people are blowing it up right away because they just did what you told them. And a lot of events we go to still provide the kind of thing that I talked about in the beginning of elevating your mindset, elevating your community, relationships that'll forever change your life.
Yeah.
But the difference in what you do, I think, is you just kept giving them tools, kept giving us tools and really encouraged that step out and courage right away. Don't just go home and do nothing and bask in the glory of this energy that you just got. But go put these things into action right away.
Yes. Yep. Because it's motivation. Motivation is good, but it doesn't last, right? And so at these events, and I think at a lot of events, you get that motivation. But when you get back home, the problem is you're in the fire. You're in that dumpster fire, right? You're like, crap, back to reality, right? And look, there's no perfect business out there, right? So you look on Facebook, I call it fake book, right? Everybody's got the highlight reel, and that's okay. That's okay. Don't feel like you need to level up to whatever they're doing because you don't know what the behind the scenes stuff is, right? They might have a shit show going on, and that's okay because you're going to start putting those little bits of systems in place to better your organization. Do you have to look at your competitors? Yeah, keep a little eye on them, but don't focus on them. I'm like, dude, if you focus as much time as you're on your competitors and what they're doing, you know, on your business, you'd be crushing it. You know what I mean? So what I always say is like, go to these events, but find the three executables, you know what I mean, that you're going to start putting into play right away. And it's the power of implementation. And I said that from stage. It's how quickly you can implement these things. Like I would, you know, and I learned too, don't get me wrong. Like when we do events, I hear nuggets from the speakers. I'm like, ooh, you know, and you, maybe I wasn't in that season of business at that one event last year, but now I am. So, and that's the thing too. Like, as you keep going to events, you're going to pick up new nuggets because you're in a different season of business. Yes. It's not like, well, I already heard that. Angela, I was already at that event. I don't need to go to that event again. Yeah, you do, because you weren't in that season you were last year. You're in a different season. You grew. You put some people in place. Now you're going to take away that next stage of, you know, whatever it may be. And it's the power of implementation. How quickly you can implement these systems will, you know, determine your year.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. And you did say that, but writing it down again, the power of implementation, taking those three executable items. And then you referred to this at the end that like, we never stop learning, no matter where you're at on your journey, no matter the success story, there are people there at every different stage, right? And no matter where you are, no matter how many millions that you've crossed, your key to getting to the next one is your willingness to learn and have, you know, more takeaways and a different level of implementation. And you're right. People think they went to that one event. There's the same speaker at this event, but I can go through season to season and a different mindset and learn. I get to be with Dan Plata on his show every week. I've heard him speak at a lot of different conferences. He spoke at my mastermind and he's like, it was the same slideshow, you know, it might've been, but different takeaways from it each time.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a different reference state of mind. I might have learned something different the week before. So always willingness to learn, to be that sponge, to show up and absorb, and then, like you said, immediately put it into action. So we're going to take our final commercial break and come back and talk some more Sales Boost.
Love it.
Okay, we are coming back. This time is just flying with you. I knew it would. Coming back for our final segment. So if you have any final questions, if you're watching on Facebook, make sure that you, I lost my camera. This happens. My camera overheats. You can still hear me.
I can still hear you.
That's a good thing. Oh, by the end of the day, so I do three shows on Wednesdays. One with Dave Kaminsky for Collaborate. We do Collaborate Live. And then I was on Dan's show and then this one. And Michael Gregory convinced me to get this super awesome camera. but it overheats at the end of the day. So we'll see how much longer you guys see me on Facebook. Otherwise, you can look at Pat and just hear my voice.
There we go.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so yeah, such a great event. Tell me about plans for Sales Boost. You said it really started out to, you know, train people in your own space. You realized the power of it, and it kept expanding and growing and turned into a whole new thing this year. Tell me about your vision for the future.
Yeah, so we actually have a new lineup of speakers already. We have people applying already. And so my team got together yesterday and we do an after action report of the event. So we're definitely going to be upgrading the food next year for sure. We're probably going to do it the same venue. But we're going to do breakout. We're going to have track one and track two. And so track one is going to be for territory managers. Track two is going to be for owners. And so it's going to be a lot of planning, but we're going to do different tracks next year to serve more people. Whereas, like, sometimes I feel like the employee or team member as a territory manager, they don't want to open up because the business owner is there. So we're going to take them out of their comfort zone and really break them down next year to go out and execute as far as marketing, what their daily tasks are going to be, holding them accountable, being in front of them. And you do not want lead runners. So you need people out selling for you. And you're going to break the code with, like, for us, it's one territory manager can book up 1.5 trucks. So if you want to put 5 trucks on the road, you need, you know, basically 4 territory managers. Because not all of them are going to be hitting on all cylinders. You're always going to have that low man on a totem pole. But we talk about KPIs, holding them accountable, getting bonuses off the sales, but not only off the sales, off their marketing efforts. You know what I mean? We have a lot of things that we're going to be putting in place. We're going to be adding to the book. So, like, we have our buyer's guide right here that we send out before we even show up to the quote. We have things that we've aligned. We have pre-inspection sheets that we're going to be doing. So we're going to be adding more to the book as well. I don't know if you got to see the actual workbook at Sales Boost, but that thing was thick, right?
Impressive. Yes.
And so we're going to be building onto that, more executables. And not only that, we're going to be launching Sales Boost Nitro. And then that's going to be the online course that you can hold your team accountable. We also have the deck of cards with 50 winning sales meeting topics that you can actually go through 50 weeks for the whole year to hold yourself and your team accountable to sales meetings. Because I don't know if you were like me, but I was never a manager, right? And I didn't know how to manage my team. I had to learn the management role. And so I want to show you guys what we've done over the 17 years to hold our team accountable, but also have fun, because the company culture, as everybody's been saying, is key. And you got to have fun doing it, and you can't be that hard, you know, boss. You have to be equitable but firm, and basically coach them on their why. Why are they there? How can we help them buy a house, buy a car, go on vacation, whatever it may be for them? We're going to show you guys how to do that even more so. So a lot of cool things rolling out this year for Sales Boost 2024. But again, we're already working on it. We're talking about a year in prep that, you know, we want to just deliver a year after year.
You do provide such a valuable resource, that workbook. Mm-hmm. You provide, I mean, there is a resource that alone is worth gold. That alone is worth the cost of going to the event That takeaway that is your resource to keep using throughout the year and to really take those things and put them into action. I love that you're going to do breakouts and that you're going to do the two different paths that you talk about, because We talked about going for really in the mindset of the business owner, right? For the business owner, this is definitely for anyone. And it is focused on the industry, but I hope we've talked well about that this really crosses over, that even if you're in lawn and landscape, regardless what home service industry, I had so many takeaways and thought it was great in all the sales aspects for any single business. So I highly recommend it for, you never know, we can talk it up and you'll have more from all kinds of different industries other than that.
Would love that.
I love the two path thing, because it's not only about going yourself, but about who you're bringing with you and who you're taking with you. And you can, it just grows your business exponentially faster. We said in the beginning, whether that was our pre-conversation or on this, that you going and you showing up, The ROI is unbelievable. 10X in just your own mindset and your own actionables. But when you make the commitment to bring people with you, to bring your top people with you, to bring other people with you, you are getting them in the game. One, having that firsthand training of the sales that they need. But you're elevating their mindset and making them a part of the community. And they're really bought into that big picture and what this all means as well.
Yeah. And I think bringing the team, like a lot of people brought their teams with them. And I'm talking like this is the fourth time that they brought new people on their team and some of the original managers from their team. And it's just like the camaraderie, they're seeing it from other territory managers, right? They're talking to other like-minded, team members, business owners, and they're bought in at this point. They're like, oh, you weren't just saying this, right? Like, he's also saying it. He's saying it. Like, this is the system, right? And then they're like, okay, now I'm bought in 110%. Like, and then they hit the ground running. It's a whole different thing. It's like, ooh, I've been slacking, you know? And then you see these guys hit the ground and they're like on fire. And then how do we keep that, right? Because again, it's that motivation, but it does slowly die off. And that's where the workbook, that's where the training goes beyond the event. And that was the whole goal, was it's not just an event. It's a continued education event, right? And that's where Nitro kind of came from. The whole online course was like, keep them throughout the year working, because you can't, as you know what I mean? I mean, I had a good buddy of mine that has a landscaping company. He's like, dude, one of my guys just hit the deck with the riding lawnmower and pulled the third deck off this month. And I'm like, holy crap. You know what I mean? always training. You're doing your morning huddle in the morning with your crews. You know, you're doing your sales meetings once, twice a week. It's always training and leveling up your team.
I love that you said validation, because man, sometimes we need that as leader. They are sick of our voice. It's like the mom voice as the leader of the company. You know, you eventually become mom deaf and no longer hear the voice. And that's so important. The people in your organization, no matter how good you are, sometimes they become deaf to just your voice or think you don't necessarily know what you're talking about, and to have that validation.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I was just doing a sales boost on site in Philly, and you know, we're doing like, I go out to your business 2 days and kind of like flip it upside down. So I've like literally went in and done company meetings before. And I'm like, I hate to tell you, but that guy's got to go, because he's a cancer. Right. And you can see it when you come in, but a lot of times, you know, the owner's in the weeds and he's like, no, I need that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I need him producing. But those, you know, those people, you have to let them go. You got to let them go. But it's always training, no matter how you dice it. Keep training, leveling up the team.
Level up, exactly. So we didn't talk about that much at all. We've been focused on the event. And then I love the little, I'm so glad Edward asked those questions, because we got a little insertion of the role play and the questions and the practical sales stuff as well. But we didn't really talk about that, you going into businesses and helping them. Do you want to take a little dive into that?
Yeah. So we'll touch on that. So I go out basically and do sales boost on site. So that's the second part of it. So we have the live event, we have the online course, and then the big one is the on site thing. And so I've been doing that for little over 7 years now. And it's been incredible to go out and literally flip it upside down. We do a discovery in the very beginning. There's a lot of preliminary stuff that you have to have by the time I get there, because it's 2 days. First day is discovery, finding out what your admin's doing, scripts, what you have basically in the office, what that looks like. And then day two is out in the field. I'll go out and sell with you. I've done it with floors. I've done it with tree care. I've done it with exterior cleaning. And it's a lot of fun, because we dive into the packages. We dive into what you're doing and then tweak it, you know what I mean, and make it even better. And I literally will go out and put myself on the line for you. I was out in Louisville, Kentucky, doubled his average ticket. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna use my company name, but I'm like, hey, Mrs. Smith, how familiar are you with Precision's 4-step process? And they're like, I'm not. I'm like, great, you have 30 seconds? And I'll go over that with them, and you walk them through the process before you even do it, because they don't know. They don't know how you operate as a company. So set that up from the beginning. And that's what I helped you with, right, is the admin, the sales, and the production while I'm on site. And then we look at all those things. We might have a team meeting. We might cook breakfast for your team in the morning. I've had owners do that. Like little things, you know what I mean? To bring that culture, bring that out, and then get the owner back respect from the team, you know? And it is. It's good having somebody come in and say, man, it's hard because I can't fire that guy. And I've been there. Like, I was the guy who's like, I would talk to my wife. She's like, you need to fire this guy. I'm like, all right. I'll go in, right? And I'm a high IS. Right. And so I go into this meeting, I'm like, all right, man, you know, like we've done it. We've talked about it. You're just not hitting the thing. And by the time I get done with the meeting, my wife's like, how'd it go? And I'm like, Well, he's staying. We just gave him a raise, like $5 raise, and he's staying. And I'm like, what the heck happened? You know, but I was the guy. I was the nice guy as the business owner. And you cannot be the nice guy. You have to be firm, right? You can't be their best friend. You have to operate the company. Now I don't even know half the staff that are in my company. So when I come in, they're like, ooh, that's Pat Clark. I'm like, hey, what, you know, how's it going? How are you? And, you know, you introduce it at a different level. So you put people in place so there is that hierarchy, right, that you can come in. If you're not that guy, you need to find the guy that is the person that's going to hold your team, right? You need to fire yourself out of positions. And we will give you a job description as the owner, as the admin, and we help you with that as well. So it's pretty fun. It's a lot of fun for me because literally I go into the business and they're like, oh, crap, you know what I mean? But they see, like, huge growth. By systemizing their trucks, right? Color coding their trucks, numbering their trucks, like little things, but having the internal office all work together where the invoice goes throughout the office and, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love this. And I'm so glad we got to it because we almost missed it. And it is so much fun doing that. So in my first business 20 some years ago, I had a dance studio and then did the same thing. And I said, this was before business coaching, but traveled around the country to dance studios The power of going in them, like go in, same thing, similar to that. First day was discovery day. Then that night, my team and I would kind of unpack everything that we needed to put in place and present. I say it's a little bit like bar rescue or the, you know, restaurant one.
Yeah, just like that show. Yeah.
They seem more glamorous. They make TV shows about that. They don't think. Maybe they can make a TV show about you, Pat. Maybe get a show.
To talk to somebody.
Yeah, because it is that interesting and fun to see the massive transformation when in a business, because so many business owners aren't, without the outside perspective, you don't know what you've been unwilling to see in your own business. And that's one of the most powerful things of bringing someone in that is great at that consulting and coaching and has that eye to quickly see what is missing. And it is amazing how fast you can turn it around because you have that expertise. That's a unique skill of yours to come in and take a look and create awareness for them. Yeah, just tweak it. Here's all the things that you've kind of been unwilling to see because you're lost in the weeds, and that these little tweaks on several levels can massively shift your business. And I know you've seen that.
Yep. It's incredible to see, you know what I mean? Because you get to see them just flourish in their, zone of genius, if you will.
Yes.
And putting the people in place and just getting that relief of like, man, cause they're just getting beat up. And I was there, you know what I mean? Getting beat up by your business. And so it's cool to go in and really, you know, see that, and see the transformation, but from years, you know what I mean? Over and over again, and just the growth. It's been a real blessing for me.
Genius. I love that you said that. I talk a lot about unique genius now, and that's how I do coaching, is helping people work in their unique genius, do what they do best, and figure out the rest in a different avenue. But that's it. As a business owner, and everyone is different. I think a lot of business owners get stuck and this is what I'm supposed to do as the CEO. I'm supposed to do what everyone else does as the CEO. And that's not true. Everyone has their own unique genius and strength, the things that they're good at, the things that fuel their fire in the business. And so what you're supposed to be doing might look different for every person. And it so helps to bring somebody in from the outside and see all, you know, put that picture together for you. And it is magic. I'm telling you, we should figure out a show because people don't realize how massive the trajectory changes for so many years. And I love that. I loved helping people, you know, they were in their passion. Those business owners are grinding it and they're hustling and doing it. But with those little tweaks, you can help them become so much more profitable that they love their business again.
Yes. Yep.
And their life. So
indeed.
Well, thank you so much for being on. I knew it was going to be great, and it was. You just bring such an incredible energy. And viewers, whether you're watching this live or the podcast, check out the Sales Boost program. It is incredible event, tools, resources that we've talked about. Not only show up with yourself, but show up. Have the courage to make the investment to show up with your entire team. Thanks, yes. Pat. I appreciate you. And we will see you all next week here at 4:30 for Unleash Your Courage.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.